tapping the flowers of life and finding the nectar. It's episode 452 with plugins for page builders, class registration management, Google Analytics for WooCommerce, and Classic Press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and I have the usual great show for you today, but of course, right off the top, don't forget, according to the Mueller Report, you are listening to WP Plugins A to Z, the best Classic Press WordPress podcast in the universe. And a big thank you goes out to the No Agenda Show for their contributions of ideas and the occasional sound clip and their dose of weekly sanity. This is a value for value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some value back. And you can do that first off by subscribing to the newsletter for additional news, information, and other tidbits. Get out there and hit everyone in the mouth. Tell them all about the WP Plugins A to Z show. And spread that word about what we do. And of course, you could always join me live every Thursday at noon Pacific time on my YouTube channel. And the links are all in the show notes for that. So what do we got this week? It has been an insane bit of a week. I won't go into all the details because I don't share everything about my life like some people do, but I share enough. So it is episode 452, and I am still looking for more participation from you, the producers. This year, as the Sword of Damocles is still hanging over the show, keep the feedback coming. This is number 12 of 52 episodes to go. So we're on our way to it. And that is what we're going to do for 2020. If you'd like to join me, though, as a guest, if you anything to do with WordPress, or you're just an overabundant fan who uses WordPress a lot and you want to be on the show with me and share some of your plugins, please. I'll take guests of all kinds. I don't discriminate. You don't have to be an overly expert, just someone who's really enthusiastic. So you can reach out to me, john@wppro.ca, or go to wppluginsatoz.com/guest host to sign up and join me for a show. And of course, we are still dealing with...
Everybody was kung fu fighting and all in Wuhan dying.
Yes, I'm still making fun of it, and I feel much better for making fun of it and using some dark humor. And the Kung Flu has become more of a concern, but I don't think the major concern is from the virus itself. My personal opinion is the major concern is from the panic that is being introduced by all of the media and the other insanity that's going on. I mean, first it was toilet paper, and then it was food, and then it's now it's guns and ammo. You check out the YouTube vids. I mean, it's out there. Everyone's going crazy buying guns and ammo in the States. You know, so it's just a bit nutty, and I think it's the panic which is more of a problem than anything else. So take that lightly. Relax a bit, folks. Take a breath. You might be locked up, holed up in your house, but hey, enjoy it. Listen to this show. Take some time out. Go listen to the No Agenda podcast where you can get some real dose of reality and some relaxing amygdala-reducing information to understand a little bit more about what's going on in the world today. That's really all I've got there for that. And I do have some news from WordPress and around the world for you. So let's dive right into what have I got. Let's see what we have.
Watch it, turn it, leave it, stuff on that.
iPhone, schmiphone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Absolutely. We have tech news. Almost like that was made for me. Thanks, No Agenda. I appreciate it. All right. So First off, now the first item here is not related to WordPress or Classic Press. It's something I normally wouldn't throw in here, but I couldn't help myself this time. It just made me laugh so hard this morning. I just broke into it. And what it is in the midst of all the craziness that's going on, people being locked down, cities being locked down, everyone being self-quarantined, Marvel Comics has announced the introduction of two new superheroes for their comics that are so super woke. They are black superheroes as well. And if you did not know their names or you hadn't heard about it, they are Snowflake and Safe Space. These are the new Marvel comic superheroes, Snowflake and Safe Space, to help save the day. So go check it out. They've already taken the article down. It's all gone. Well, I had a link to the article. No more. Anyway, go check it out. Just go look up Marvel comic new superheroes. All right, let's get on to the real news of the world. What do we got? All right, hackers, this is something for all of you people dealing with WordPress and your clients and helping your clients through. And in my case, I have clients that I do hosting for, and oftentimes they'll reach out to me first before responding to emails or checking things. It's like, is this a scam? And more often than not, it is. Well, the hackers have created thousands of coronavirus-related websites as bait to get people in to their spam and hacking and downloading and all the other hazards that are out there. And of course, everyone coming through right now, it's creating some problems. So let everyone know, search for valid sources, make sure you get a valid source if you're digging up information on this new coronavirus or the Wuhan flu as it really is. You know, keep an eye out on things. Help let other people know that a lot of those sites out there are scammers and you could be hit by drive-by downloads, infections in computers, spam, and more. Hey, what else we got here? We're making... Now, this one here comes from the events calendar. And one thing I'm noticing a lot of, and I've been getting a lot of emails, I subscribe to a lot of newsletters and I have a lot of premium licenses from developers out there. And one thing I've noticed is a lot of emails coming through of them trying to help people out and supporting them in this bit of a time of crisis. It's a short-term thing. It'll be long-term for these companies that are stepping up to the plate to help people out. The events calendar has set up their promoter plugin to be free. And what their promoter plugin is, if you use the events calendar for managing your events and you've got events to get canceled and you've got to reach out with emails to contact everyone, they've got a promoter plugin that allows you to access all the information in the events calendar and mass email people and let them know what's happening. Keep them apprised of if your event's canceled or delayed or other things. And it's normally a $69 a year thing, but they're giving it out until June for free. Now, of course, this will be a major benefit to them in the end in that they'll have a many people who will take advantage of this and keep it. But kudos to them for stepping up to the plate to at least help some people address issues that are happening right now. So go check that out. Links in the show notes for it. On to something else. Is Gutenberg the Elementor killer? And this is a nice, interesting article talking about, is Gutenberg going to kill the page development system or the theme developer stuff? And in my opinion, too, I don't think it's going to kill it. It's just going to change the landscape of it. Gutenberg is trying to attain the same level of page design that Elementor has, and they may eventually get there, but in the short term, next couple, 3 years, they're not going to. Of course, they're still going to lose a lot of people along the way, but this is an interesting article and an interesting read. And of course, we still have another piece of info here. The WordPress 5.4. Release Candidate 3 is out right now, and being Release Candidate 3, that means that they are going to launch on schedule expected at the end of this month. I think the due date was March 30th or the 31st for launch date. March 31st is the launch date for 5.4, and that'll probably still roll out because, of course, it's all digital, and, well, WordPress and Automattic has already had their team all distanced out from each other anyway, so most of them work from home as it was, so it's not a big deal to them. It's like me. My life really hasn't changed all that much. Okay, and that brings us to the next one, the COVID-19, Wuhan flu, and the new remote working community. Now, this is an interesting read to talk about what the changes to the working environment is. Now, as I just said, it really hasn't changed my life a whole lot. I've been working from home for the last, 20 years for the most part, being self-employed and doing a internet business. I've had an office, and then I've gone back to being at home. I've been at home now for the last 7 years working from home. So my life hasn't changed. I just don't go out and socialize as much as I used to now. That's really all that's changed. I don't encounter a lot of people. But this is a good read, and it's talking about the changes, and it's going to make some dramatic changes in the environment, in that they're going to discover that a lot of people that were going to offices every day don't really have to. The hardest problem will be motivating them, because if you've never worked from home, you'll find that the biggest problem you have from working from home is that it's always there. You can work whenever you want, and I do. I work when I want, but sometimes I have to learn to either shut it off and stop working, or other times it's like, I don't feel like working. And that's the problem of having a work-at-home environment. You have to be able to motivate yourself, and the biggest thing you need is a schedule. You got to get up, get dressed, do some of the things that kick in that brain power to force you to work. So anyway, read this article over. It's a really good thing. Next we got up here. WordCamp Europe has been postponed. No overall surprise there, in that they canceled the WordCamp Europe. Not canceled, but they're postponing it. I don't know if they've set a new date, but many, many events are being canceled in light of the COVID Wuhan virus here. So check up with that. Keep apprised of anything you are going to be attending, and find out about if you can get refunds. Hopefully you're early enough to do that. And then the final little article is, how can the web creators prepare for the coronavirus threat? And pretty much on this one here, again, just, take care of yourself. Wash your hands if you're around lots of people. Stay out of, don't go out unless you really have to. The usual sort of things. Sort of avoid all of that. But it's more likely that we're going to be out of this faster than many people believe we will be. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the show producers. This show does not work without you, the producers. And I really need your help to get this show moved to the next level. I'm pretty much done everything I can do with it. I don't have anything more than myself really for promotions or anything else. I've got my marketing manager, but she's got other things she's got to do also. I mean, I put her to work as much as I can. But I really need you people out there to spread the word. That's one of the things in it. This is a value for value model. Meaning, if you're getting any value out of my show, and I know people are listening to it, it's still getting downloaded. I don't know if you're only listening to the first 5 minutes or what, but I know it's getting downloaded. And the downloads have been increasing over the last couple of months, which tells me that more and more people are listening. But we need some help, some support from everyone. Please, I'd like to acknowledge the producers who have supported the show in various ways. And this week here, I want to acknowledge the art that's come in. It came in from Angel Lemieux, and he provided us with a really great piece of art this week. And there it is right there. If you're looking at the streaming version of it, it's a beautiful little hummingbird. Excellent piece of art. So thank you very much, Angel. I really appreciate your support of the show. You also supply me with all kinds of other little tidbits of information. We'll get to those later. Executive producers, I do acknowledge executive producers who come in at $50 or over. This week we don't have any, so a big thank you to all those who've come in under $50. Those always remain anonymous. If you want to be shouted out, you got to hit the $50 mark. So thank you very much. And for those that have a small subscription, that little bit of money does help. It doesn't pay the bills yet, but it does help offset the costs it takes to do this show. If you want to support the show, well, of course, the biggest thing you can do...
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
That's it. Send cash. Other than that, what you can do is submit artwork at the WP Plugins Art Generator. Submit articles, news, and information for me to go research and bring up to everyone's attention. Submit plugin suggestions for reviews. You don't have to be the plugin author to send me your favorite plugin or something cool and new that you've discovered. I'll still get it on the show. Or, of course, once again, donations. You can send the donations directly off the website at wppluginsaz.com/donate, or go over to the Patreon page and set up a small donation through Patreon. Any of those things are really helpful to the show. So with all of that bits and pieces all done, it is time to dive right into the meat and potatoes of the show. Okay, everyone, what do we got for you this week? And we'll start right off with some Classic Press stuff. Everyone knows about Classic Press by now. It's gained lots of ground over the last year, and it's still gaining ground and momentum. We'll see how it goes over the next several months. First off, I have a little bit of news from the Classic Press world today. What do we have? I think I covered this before, but it was brought to my attention again, so I thought I would bring it back up. If you use Elementor and you're thinking of moving to Classic Press, it looks like we have a beta fork of Elementor with Classic Press support. And this is for those of you that are using Classic Press and you want to continue using Elementor. And since Elementor drops support for WordPress 4.9, which is what Classic Press is based on, this is what you'll want to check out. So make sure you check this one out. It's a really good thing. I haven't yet thoroughly tested it, and they recommend don't put it on a live site unless you thoroughly vetted it to make sure. Give it a good test. Let them know what you think. And once they get through it, I'm sure they will make it an actual release as long as someone picks it up and keeps it going. There is more information on it from a first update, a couple of things in the forums on it. So there's a lot in the Classic Press forums about this. Go check it out. It's something that I'm really happy to see happening. And we do have a new plugin for Classic Press. This is another one from CodePotent. And this one is Timeless Text. And Timeless Text is for if you have sayings such as I have 20 years of X experience or 35 or 2 years, you know, phrases like that, you can use this Timeless Text with some placeholders to automatically change those years and dates as time moves forward and goes by. Pretty useful plugin, something you'll want to check out if you're using Classic Press. The plugin is built specifically for Classic Press, so go check it out. If you use these phrases, dump it into your website and save yourself some grief down the road when you've gone 3-4 years down the road and your text has gotten out of date and you go, oops, I need to update it. Something to help keep you automatically up to date. And that's all I really have. There's not a lot in Classic Press this week. I haven't had a lot of time to research. Surprisingly, I've had more work this week added to my schedule than I expected to, which is not a bad thing in and of itself. I like that, but it did surprise me. But I'm going to keep it and keep moving on. Okay, what do we got for WordPress plugins? Okay, the first one I've got for you here was sent in by Angel Lemieux, and this is called Brizzy Page Builder. Now, this is a page builder plugin that is similar in style to Elementor. It is a premium plugin, and currently they are offering up lifetime licenses. I guess they have 760 left to give out. So if you test out this plugin and you really, really like it, I would suggest you buy the lifetime license. Hopefully they'll honor it. That's the big thing to me. I mean, I've seen lifetime licenses since the beginning of this. I've bought my share of lifetime licenses. I've also had my share of the developers who refused to honor my lifetime license and the share of developers that continue to honor the lifetime license I still have. So it's you're at a risk there. And you know, they will get to a point where a lifetime license is no longer a viable method for them to make money on. And they'll have to go to an annual or a semi-annual fee. So it's just something to be aware of. But it does look like a really cool page builder, something that could help you set things up and get it all functioning. So go check this one out. It does look like it'd be kind of interesting. At the moment, based upon what I see with it and what I checked out on it, I give it a 3 dragon rating. So go check it out, the Brizzy Page Builder. Okay, the next one I've got here for you. This one was sent in to me by Zymeck Nedoma, and it's called Easy School Registration System. And this one here is a plug-in for setting up a schooling system. If you offer classes, say you're a personal trainer or music classes or anything like that, it's a registration people, it's a registration system so people can sign up on your website for your classes. You know, it's a pretty decent plugin looking for the most part from what I've seen. I watched a little bit of their video showing me about all the different pieces on it and what it can do. Having some internet slowing issues right now, which is not overly surprising. But all in all, it's a nice little plugin for setting up your courses, your registrations, taking payments, etc., to help get you some money. And I notice with lots of other businesses right now in this time, personal trainers are moving online to give classes, music instructors moving online to give classes. Many, many people are going to be moving into the online world. Now, not my favorite thing. I mean, the online world's great, but there's nothing like in-person working with somebody. I know personal trainer, I'd never be able to do a personal trainer online. I need him right there hollering at me 8 inches from my face telling me to, you know, you can do it. So there's a big difference. So there are some things that are going to work and many people can do that. I'm just not one of them. Yeah, that's one of the problems. I couldn't go to the gym this week. Okay, so that one there, nice looking plug-in. Again, it looks to be about an average plug-in for me, and being a premium system, I'm going to give this one a 3 dragon rating. Go check it out, the Easy School Registration System. Okay, next up I have for you, this is another one that was sent in to me. This was sent in to me by Dehei Chandani. And this one is called the Enhanced E-Commerce Google Analytics Plugin for WooCommerce. And this one here, I really couldn't do much testing or look into it too deeply because I'm not doing any real WooCommerce stuff these days. But just by skipping around, looking things over, it does look like it'd be a pretty decent plugin. If you've got a good WooCommerce store you want to do some tracking on, this might be something you'll add in there to enhance your tracking, know what's happening, and find out what your clients and customers are up to when they're visiting your website, why they're not buying, where they're dropping out of the process, et cetera, so you can help refine it. And it's going to become more important than ever to figure out those statistics than it ever has been, because you're going to need to find ways to, okay, they come to my site, I see they load their cart, they disappear and never come back. What happens? Did they suddenly find an expense they didn't like? Did they read something they didn't want to read? Did something happen? The page not loading? You'll need to start getting this stuff sorted out if you're going to make money and continue to make money online, because it's going to become even more crowded now that people are moving online these days. And of course, we are in that problem now. I noticed my internet, which is normally blisteringly fast during the week, when everybody in my apartment building is all gone to work, it's slowed down a little bit as everybody's home right now, and there's many people that are probably streaming Netflix or some other major streaming service or gaming or something else that's sucking through the bandwidth. So keep that in mind. That's going to be a problem. All right, so that's all I've got for the plugins this week. And real quickly, this show, oh, I didn't give a rating on this one. That popped that back for a moment. This one here, I give this one a rating of 3 dragons. Go check it out. It's Enhanced E-Commerce Google Analytics Plugin for WooCommerce. All right, and this show currently brought to you by...
Save time and money managing multiple WordPress websites. If you have several WordPress websites to manage, either for your clients or yourself, then you know how much time it can take managing them all. Time that is spent on mundane administrative tasks and then losing that time for your important business tasks. CMS Commander is an online service that solves this problem and makes managing multiple WordPress websites fast and easy, as simple as controlling a single site by placing all your websites in one powerful dashboard. CMS Commander makes it possible to update, backup, and manage them all at the same time in one place. Features of CMS and Commander include one-click updates of plugins, themes, and WordPress core for all sites, automatic scheduled website backups, website cloning and restoration, uptime monitoring and analytics integration, bulk posting and automatic content. Sign up now for your 14-day trial at cmscommander.com and access all the features that will allow you to manage more websites and save time. Absolutely. CMS Commander, very excellent plugin. As I've said many times, I've been using it for about 7 or 8 years now, and I am thoroughly happy with it. If you do use it, please use the links in the show notes, as that is my affiliate link. They don't pay me for the ad. It's an affiliate link. But if you'd like to replace that ad with yours, reach out to me. We'll be happy to do that for you. Okay, and listener feedback. Well, I don't have any direct listener feedback, and I'm really looking forward to seeing some emails, contact forms, you know, notes on the YouTube videos, you know, any place, you know. Please reach out to me. Let me know what's happening, whether you're liking the show, disliking the show, you want things to change, I should cover something more in depth, you know. All these different things. I have no idea. I'm taking the show where I take it, and if people are listening, they are. So at any rate, I have been getting some feedback that I've seen occasionally. Lots of people are retweeting the tweets out there. They're liking them. You know, that much I'm getting feedback on. Little bits of social media, some occasional reposts on Facebook, that sort of information. So it does tell me that people have seen the stuff. I'm just not hearing directly back from them. So if you can reach out and hit me back up, I would really enjoy that. All right, and a contest. We do have a contest, but it is not fully set up. The new contest will be starting this week, and we'll be giving away a license for Event Espresso. Now, this is either a one or another license. They have a complete license with all of their plugins, or a developer's license. That's what your choice is going to be. You'll get the link. You'll be able to go sign up. It'll be all paid for. You'll just choose which one you want when you sign up with them. And Event Espresso is a fantastic plugin now. I had the joy of actually using it last year, sometime in the middle of the summer, when I had to help a garden conference get their website up and running, and they were using Event Espresso, and I hadn't used it in years. I also did an interview with Seth from Event Espresso, which is online somewhere. I'll have to dig that up and dig it into the show notes. But very excellent plugin. They've improved it so dramatically over the years. Like, I used it way back when they first started, and it's come a long way in the several years it's been around. So it's going to be an excellent contest, and it will start. You want to know when it starts? Pay attention to our Facebook feed and our Twitter feed, because we'll be announcing it there before it's fully announced in next week's episode. So we do have a contest for you, just not up yet. And if you want to check it out and follow it, just go to wppluginsaz.com/contest for information on when the contests were are live. Okay, so what have I got for you? That closes everything out this week. I covered up the following plugins: the Brizzy Page Builder, which I gave a 3 to, the Easy School Registration, which I gave a 3 to, the Enhanced E-Commerce Google Analytics plugin for WooCommerce, that's a mouthful, which I gave a 3-2, and the beta fork of Elementor, which I gave a 4-2, and I didn't give a score to the timecode one, the timeless text one. I didn't give a score to that one this week because I want to actually kind of test that one out. Okay, a couple quick reminders. WordPress meetup for March 26th has been canceled. Well, I'm going to cancel it because I won't be of mind to just do a live one out of my living room. I could, but we'll see. Maybe we'll just do some sort of other episode on that instead of the topic, because I really hadn't got the topic together for it when the virus broke and everything else broke loose. So that has been canceled. The next meetup is still scheduled for April, at the end of April, provided that the world has come back from its insanity. So we shall see what happens. That's on a week-by-week basis at the moment. Again, if you want to be interviewed, please reach out to WP Plugins at wppluginsaz.com/interview. Or you can reach out to me direct at john@wppro.ca. Dry throat. Okay. You can also find out a little bit more about me. I've posted up some new stuff up at theroguestavern.com. Up on my Rogues Tavern YouTube channel. Posted up a great video on how to make beef jerky. So go check that out. TheRoguesTavern.com. Links direct to the YouTube channel. You can find out a little bit more about me there. That's pretty much all I have for you. So I appreciate everyone who stopped into the show today. And if you got any questions, pop them up while the credits are playing. And if not, I'll end it shortly thereafter. So thank you very much, and y'all have yourself a great day. I'm going to let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsaz.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsaz.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsaz.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsAZ. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.